just before you get to your front door. Some people put rocking chairs out there or sit out there.
Oh, some refer to it as the porch.
Uh-huh.
And some refer to it as a patio.
Because
some, instead of putting the patio in the back, you know, because actually you say patio, you visualize something in the back. But nowadays, some of the homes that they're building it on a Latin style, where they have a wall, you know, exceeding somewhat, you know, distance from the entrance of the house. Then they have it, you know, either fenced in with heavy duty, you know, wires. And then they fix us a little patio.
Okay. If it was on like the second floor of a house, what would you call it?
You mean the patio on the second floor of the house, or the second two-level house?
Well, patio, like a patio up on the second floor.
A balcony?
Sure. Okay.
Oh,
see what this college does for you, so.
I tell you, boy, that onion skin paper would.
That and a dime will buy you a cup of coffee, maybe.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Yeah, a couple of watt braids.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you tell someone to
close it or shut it.
Okay. Which would you use if you were in more of a hurry, like if the rain was coming in? Would you use shut the door or close the door?
Close the door.
Okay.
Whatever comes to my mouth first.
Okay. Okay, what would you call the boards on the outside of a house that kind of lap over each other like this?
The boards on the outside
of
the house?
Is there a name for that kind of?
Yes. I used to build those kind of homes, frame homes. Yeah, and I love them.
Yeah, these are the ones.
Oh, I love them.
Seriously. I feel if you got into your car, you might say you're going to
drive.
Okay. And you might say yesterday,
drove.
Okay. And several times I have.
Triple.
Oh,
congregating these verbs. God almighty. Okay.
Okay, and then the very
excuse me. You washing dishes, baby? Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Now here, come back again.
Okay, and the part that covers the top of the house would be called your...
Don't tell me.
Begins with an R.
Roof.
Okay. And then the little things along the edge of your roof that would carry the water off.
This is what I was getting ready to say. Now you just took it out of my mouth. Because I'm thinking seriously about buying some and putting them around here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. No, not shutters. Is it shutters?
No.
No, it's not shutters.
Government?
It was something that,
okay.
Gutters.
Okay. Were you going to get it from Sears or somebody have them put up?
I was going to get it from, no.
You
got a friend? I was going to get it from Pinellas Lindsay, and I was going to do it myself.
Oh, really? You'd do it yourself?
Ooh. I get a handy man. I'm a handy lady. I was like, come work on a job. I saw a 1/4 inch drill, and I was asking one of my co-workers, I said, well, what do you think about this drill? It's on sale for $13. He said, Sylvie, what are you going to do with a drill? I said, well,
I'm going to get holy, man.
Thank you. I'm going to fix it up or muck it up.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to muck it up because I don't have any money.
To muck it up.
So I'm going to fix it up. So he just started laughing. I said, hey, don't underestimate me. I'll fix now. I'll hammer. I'll plumb. That bench I put in the bathroom, I put it up myself.
Yeah, right.
I bought one, a heavy duty. I paid $199 for it. By the time they got through, it was $200-some. A golden triangle.
Mm-hmm.
It was a heavy hammer knocker.
Uh-huh.
I fixed it,